Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that sound, does it make you want to do anything? You want to go for a nice, refreshing swim? You want to grab a lawn chair and just go recline by a lake or a beach? Do you want a nice, cool glass of purified water to drink? Does it make you want to get in your bathtub and just soak a while? Water. Well, let's do this. Let's find out what water can do for us. I know we know, but let's have our memories refreshed. All right. WebMD still helping us. We're taking a look at what water can do for us. Here's one. I'm not saying this is the most important one. I'm just saying this is one. Water can help us stay slim. It can help people lose weight. It actually revs up the metabolism and helps you feel full. That is a surprise to me. I got to be honest. I never thought of water actually revving up our metabolism. I can see exercise speeding up the metabolism, but water, yep, it does that too. So you can replace some calorie-filled beverages with water. Drink a glass before meals to help you feel fuller. Drinking more water helps amp up that metabolism, especially if your glass is icy cold. Why? Because your body has to work to warm the water up, and that helps to burn a few extra calories in the process. Now, my preference is not to drink cold water. It's bad for the vocal cords and stuff like that. So I prefer not to drink my water icy cold. I actually prefer to drink mine room temperature. But anyway, whatever your preference is. What about water and energy? I just mentioned that it revs up the metabolism. It actually boosts energy as well. So if you're feeling drained, depleted, you may want to get a pick-me-up with water. Why? Because dehydration makes you feel tired. The right amount of water could help your heart pump your blood more effectively. And water can help your blood transport oxygen as well as other essential nutrients to your cells. You can actually lower stress with water. About 70% to 80% of our brain tissue is water. And if we're dehydrated, our body and our mind are stressed. And if you're feeling thirsty, you're already a little hydrated. So you may want to keep a glass of water at your desk or carry a sports bottle and just sip regularly. And again, the experts are telling us now, you don't necessarily have to drink 8 glasses of water in order to drink enough water. All right, how about this? Drinking water can actually help us build muscle tone. It helps prevent muscle cramping, and it lubricates joints in the body. And when you're well hydrated, it helps you exercise longer and stronger before hitting that old proverbial wall. How about this? Water helping to nourish the skin. Fine lines and wrinkles can actually become deeper when we're dehydrated. Drinking water hydrates the skin cells and plumps them up, making your face actually look younger. It also flushes out impurities and improves circulation and blood flow, which helps your skin glow. How many of you have been to the chiropractor or to a massage therapist, and after they finished doing what they did, they said, now make sure you drink plenty of water, especially the massage therapist, because they'll let you know they're breaking up a lot of toxins that are in the body. They're breaking those things loose, and they become free to just kind of float around. And if you go ahead and drink plenty of water afterwards, you'll flush those toxins right on out of your body. So what else can water help us do? It can help us stay regular. Along with fiber, water is important for good digestion. Water actually helps dissolve waste particles and passes them smoothly through our digestive tract. If we're dehydrated, our body absorbs all of the water, leaving the colon dry. And as a result, it becomes more difficult to pass waste. Have any of you noticed a difference in passing waste when you've been drinking plenty? I'm not saying just deluging your body with water, but drinking adequate amount, as opposed to when maybe you just haven't been really paying attention to how you've been drinking. And when you look back on it, maybe the last couple of days or so, you were maybe drinking only two or three glasses of water a day, two or three glasses of beverage a day. Yeah, that fluid, especially water, can help with that. How many of you have had kidney stones? Painful, right? Well, the rate of painful kidney stones is rising. You're not alone. One of the reasons could be because people, including children, are not drinking enough water. Water dilutes the salts and the minerals that are in our urine that form the solid crystals known as kidney stones. Kidney stones can't form in diluted urine, so reduce your risk with plenty of water. Yeah, you're diluting your urine with water, you make it next to impossible, certainly much more difficult, for kidney stones to develop. All right, still on water. Big question, are you drinking enough water? I mentioned a little earlier that we have been told for years and years and years, eight glasses. Water. It needs to be 8 glasses of water. Are you drinking enough water? Well, most healthy adults get enough to drink by letting their thirst guide them. But the exact amount you need depends on your size, your level of activity, the weather, and your general health. And you may need more water if you exercise or sweat heavily. And did you notice they did not give a specific number of glasses of water? I know that there are still some people who are talking about the amount of glasses of water we need to be drinking and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, even though, don't get upset with me, ladies and gentlemen, even though we have some dietitians who are still saying it's got to be 8 glasses, they're really going by the old, outdated information for which there never was any evidence. Well, enjoy your water, enjoy your health, enjoy your day. Till next time.